tuned into What's Happening, Marion, here on this Getaway Friday, Friday, November 3rd, 2023, 17 minutes past the hour. Scott Spears, along with Matt Morgan, here in the studio. Pastor Craig is a bit detained. Now, he might be taking this show over midway, or he'll be with us for the exchange at 12:15, and his program study, his word, at 1 p.m. today. But he's a little detained, but he's on his way here, and if Matt and I have to do the duration of this show, we will, and if we don't, we won't. So what's happening, Marion? Dinner with the Presidents is tomorrow, November the 4th, 4:30 to 7:30 p.m., all occasions catering and banquet facility, Marion, Waldo, Delaware Road, excuse me, and you can try for tickets, 740-387-4255, but I doubt there are any left at this point. Daylight savings time kicks in on Sunday morning at 2 a.m. We gain an hour, so you'll gain an hour's sleep on Saturday night. I guess have big parties and do your thing. And the election is Tuesday. Our coverage starts at 7:15 p.m. Fruitcake toss will be in the month of December, which is where a fruitcake toss should be. You want to turn the camera back on?
Yeah.
All right, let's give the old camera another shot here. So what's happening in Marion, Matt?
I don't know.
Well, you gotta have something. That's the name of the show. What's happening, Marion?
There's,
Wow, not even one thing.
Ohio State plays on Saturday.
Now, is that game gonna be affected by the big play call scandal?
How so?
Well, can have other teams stolen Ohio State's plays as well?
I'd assume not, because it is illegal to do that. You're not allowed to. So you would get either fired or fined, or I'm not sure what the repercussion is, but you're not allowed to do that.
Now, you're not going to advertise what went down last hour. That's something happening in Marion. There's a whole shebang going on now, Christmas time.
Yeah, so I'll be dressing up as a reindeer and singing at the Christmas in the village.
Now, that's the only part you remember. There's a whole lot of other activity going on there.
There'll be a tree lighting. Scott will be there. He'll read "'Twas the Night Before Christmas."
Convenient how you left that off.
there will be horse-drawn carriages. There will be Santa Claus will be there.
Santa Claus?
Can't have a Christmas celebration without Santa Claus.
Maybe Buckeye Guy. Carrington?
Yep, Carrington will be there. We'll have Sean, possibly.
The whole gang. The whole gaggle.
It'll be good.
Christmas in Caledonia, coming up
on December the 9th.
Christmas in the village. And it's an outside tree this year, so that's exciting. Okay, what else is going on here? Let's see. We're in the new studio today. We don't have phone access yet. As of 19 minutes past 11 o'clock, but that's the way it goes sometimes. Hopefully we'll have it for tonight's show. That's my fervent hope, is that we have telephonic communications by tonight's show.
It'd be good.
It would be nice.
I'm having problems with...
you're not having... with the equipment that's working, you're having issues.
Yeah, I mean, we'll figure it out.
We'll get it worked out here. All right, so... your feeling on the Mr. Mrs. thing, not to go back to this, but it was brought up because of a TikTok video. have you changed your stance on this at all since you and Abby had your little kerfluffle?
No, not really.
Why not?
I mean, for the same reasons mentioned beforehand. I mean, I still call people, if I don't know your name and I need to talk to you, I won't just be like, hey. I'll probably be like, ma'am or sir, but I don't just go around calling elders by Mr. last name, Mrs. last name.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm thirsty. That's what's happening, Marion.
Thirsty?
Yes, because I forgot my 2-liter at the old studio, and I forgot I did not have one in the car this morning, so this has just made for big, big problem.
Why didn't you get one earlier?
Once I got here?
Yeah.
I've been hosting shows nonstop. This is hour number 4. It's like a radiothon today.
Yeah, but you got a whole 15-16 minutes in between shows.
But what if I get hung up in that 15 or 16 minutes?
Where are you going?
Well, where would I be? We can't say where we are, so You know, but that's not a whole lot of time.
You could walk there in that time.
I don't know. What if there's a lion in there?
I mean,
it's all debatable in my particular opinion.
Okay.
So, Exchange Club today should be interesting. What do you think have been the current events of the day?
Current events of the day? We had Pastor Whitaker on. That was good.
Yeah, there was definitely a lot of talk there in regard to what's going on with Issue 1 and Issue 2.
Yep. Speaking of, that's coming up on the 7th.
You know, I did have some current events written down. Maybe we'll save those for... Have you ever sang the Baloney song? Here you go.
I think I have.
Well, go right ahead. Do it again, all because right. We need entertainment right now.
My baloney has a first name. It's O-S-C-A-R. My baloney has a second name. It's M-A-Y-E-R. I love to eat it every day. And if you ask me, well, I'll say. Because Oscar Mayer has a way with B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
There you go. See, that's good stuff. You hear any more about Helen Schweizer, the vampire over in Worcester?
I have not, no.
No. I think she was in on the USA Today.
Really?
In the USA Today. People wanted to read about a vampire in Worcester. Whatever.
I don't know.
You know, something we started off the morning. Are people too thin-skinned? We never really elaborated on that. But I think it's an interesting question.
I think so. I think that people get upset by a lot of things. And I think that... I think one of the funniest things that people get upset about is how easily people get upset.
Well, I don't get upset that people get upset. I just think it's funny in a way that why would you be upset by something I said?
I don't know. But, like, I mean, you've got to know somebody who will start getting, like, fired up and be like, people just get upset too easily.
Well, here was on that note. Apparently, there was a Texas Congresswoman, Lee, is her name, and there was an audio taken. Now, everybody's got a phone now, so everybody's got something, you know, they can do audio with. There was audio taking of her ranting at her staff, Congresswoman Lee from Texas, and a lot of people felt she shouldn't have been doing that. That she should be nicer to her staff.
What was she ranting about?
Just their job and things she felt they should be doing. But she was not doing it in a normal tone. It was a loud tone. And I don't know if she used any expletives or anything like that. But could have been. So I guess the question is, should you talk to your people like that?
I think that there's a difference between, like, setting an expectation and being angry. I don't think that yelling at the people who are in charge of your, you know, campaign is any good.
Well, I don't think they're in charge of her campaign. I think they work in her office.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, okay. I thought you meant, like, running for re-election. So she's just yelling at her staff.
Yeah, yelling at her staff.
I mean, once again, I think that just, yeah, I think you're, like, you could definitely, like, let them know the expectations, but there's no reason to get angry or loud about it.
I don't know. I think, you know, when you are running a show, sometimes you're bound to get perturbed, and you might raise your voice. I don't think that's abuse or anything like that. I mean, if somebody yelled at you, who you were working for, would you feel that was bad?
I guess it depends on the circumstance.
Well, what is okay to yell about, and what is not okay to yell about?
I don't think there's much of a reason to be yelling. A lot, like... Unless...
Well, there was a night where people thought I was yelling at you. Or giving you a hard... I don't remember what the circumstance was, but I'm giving you a hard time about something on the air or something. But I wasn't. And you didn't feel that I was.
I mean...
Maybe she's just been misinterpreted.
She probably thinks she's been misinterpreted. I wasn't there. I couldn't say.
Well, I think
There's a video, right? I'd assume there's a video.
Audio, I think.
Yeah, we could listen to it. She can't be. Like,
do you think it could be that bad?
I don't think so. I mean,
wouldn't you rather just somebody come to you, I guess, and say, "Hey, do this."
I mean,
how do you approach it? How do you want people to approach you when you've done something that they think is wrong? Because that's bound to happen.
You could just tell me, yeah. Maybe tell me, what I did wrong. Tell me how to fix it.
But some people have a complex where they just have to yell. It's their personality.
If somebody just comes yelling at me out of nowhere, I'd probably get defensive and, just argue back.
Now, do you think that's the best route to take?
No, but there's no reason for them to come out and just start yelling at me for no reason. If I mess something up...
Well, I think there is a reason.
If I mess something up that's understandable, you can, like I said, explain to me how to do the job, but, like, there's no need to just come out there and start absolutely yelling at me.
Well, so there is no circumstance.
I mean, if I was like fist fighting a customer or something like that, I mean, that's understandable. But like, other than that, I feel like if you have a problem with somebody in like 98% of the circumstances, you should just take them aside privately.
Let's say you've burned all the cookies. You've burned all the cookies, and they see the burnt cookies out on the floor. And they come back and they go, "What are you doing? You burned all the cookies." Or do they want? They don't even know who burned the cookies, because you know they're gonna be ticked. And you go, "Well, I burned the cookies. What were you doing? What were you thinking? Why would you put them on the floor?"
I mean, they're still cookies. I don't know, but like,
see, that could be a yelling situation.
I don't think so. They're not losing money. People are still going to buy them.
So how would you approach that if you were the person who found the burnt cookies?
I probably wouldn't.
You wouldn't even bother with it?
There are cookies on the floor. Somebody will buy them.
But isn't it their job to make sure that the cookies are not burnt?
It's their job to make sure there are cookies.
Yeah, but I don't think you want burnt cookies out there every day. You're selling those to people.
I mean, so long as they're not like black, I don't see a big issue.
But some people don't like burnt cookies.
I mean, some people don't like soft, chewy cookies.
Yeah, but I don't think the idea is when you go to buy cookies in a store that they're going to be burnt.
Also, I don't
think that's the expectation.
It's kind of hard to burn the cookies. You stick them in the oven, you hit start. And then it spins, and then it goes off. You get them out.
What about the turkeys? I know you've burned the turkeys.
Once again, we just stick a thermometer in there, and it kind of tempts itself, so no.
Well, why is there so much issue with the turkeys and chickens, then?
There's not.
I've seen burnt chickens. They have that black stuff all over them.
So, okay, so if you see black stuff all over the chickens, it's either seasoning... Well, not either. It's seasoning. It's going to be seasoning.
Well, I think they've been over-seasoned.
There's no such thing.
Oh, there is. I don't like seasoning. Like, I do not salt anything. I do not pepper anything. I don't want any seasoning.
It sounds bland.
That's good.
I don't think so. I guess it depends on what you're eating. Like, a lot of, like, there are fruits and vegetables that people put, like, salt on to eat. And I'm like, why? You just...
Celery? I've seen people salt celery.
I don't like celery in general. I don't like the texture. It just kind of tastes like crunchy. There's no...
Well, some people put peanut butter on it, but I hate peanut butter. So
yeah, I'm with you on that one. Peanut butter is just overwhelming, and I'm good.
So there's a whole issue there. But beyond that, I don't know.
I know people who put salt on, like, watermelon. That's awful. Just eat the watermelon. Same thing with, like, tomatoes. I love tomatoes. I could eat them like an apple. Just no salt.
I've always found the people who like salt really just like the taste of salt. They don't like that food. Because once you salt it, it no longer tastes like that food.
It doesn't taste like it's supposed to anymore.
Yeah, so really, you just like the taste of salt.
I know people who just... with like a salt shaker.
Will really?
Yeah, we'll just stick their tongue out and like sprinkle some on their tongue and then, you know, eat the salt.
Really? See, I never liked salt.
I mean, salt on things.
I've never salted anything.
Salt on.
Ever.
I think salt on things is okay, but then you get salt like, you know, just salt. That's a lot. That's just too much. What do you need just salt for?
Well, that's what I say. I don't know why everything has to be salted to such a heavy degree. Well, let's see here. We talked a little bit about, we're getting into the holiday season here, 20 days from Thanksgiving. Do you think people are going to have holiday burnout?
I think holiday burnout kind of just exists, like I said, on the Exchange Club the other night.
It's just there?
I mean, like, once you've been through all the holidays enough times, it's kind of just like running the laps at that point. You're just kind of doing it because you do it.
Yeah, but doesn't it seem overwhelming at points? You know, you got to buy gifts, you got to wrap them, you got Christmas parties to go to, you've got work to keep up with, you have your normal activities.
I mean, I think if you get caught too much up in the financial, like fiscal part of the of holidays, I think that you will get burnt out and it will be stressful. But if you just focus on like the spending the time with the family and all, like just don't worry about the financial part. Don't worry about the gift part. Just spend time with your family, doing what you guys like to do, and I'm sure it'll be a good holiday.
Well, that's why this year we are making gifts for each other here.
Yeah.
Have you got that worked out yet? Because it's coming up.
I don't know what to make.
You got to make one for Carrington, and you got to make one for me. So how's that all going to work?
I don't know. What am I making?
I don't know. I can't tell you because, you know, you're giving. You have to wrap it.
I'll make something.
That'll be the big pre-Christmas show. Last Friday night before Christmas.
That'll be good.
You know,
last Friday before Christmas.
Last Friday before Christmas. How about that? And then we'll have a last Friday before New Year's. Or we'll count down the year that was.
That'll be good.
Favorite moments.
Exciting.
Now, what are some of your favorite moments of 2023?
Of 2023. I think, man, I don't know. Favorite moment, I think that football came back. That was pretty cool.
Was it gone?
Yeah, it goes away every year.
Well, yeah, but that's nothing special to 2023.
I mean, I don't think there's really much special to 2023. There was a Speaker of the House. They ousted the dude who was Speaker of the House because he made a deal with Democrats.
Well, what about around here? What are the moments that stick out around here? You'll have from May until January
1st.
We'll do top 10 moments around here of 2023.
That's a lot of moments.
Well, we got to do the top 10.
I think that the Board of Elections was pretty alright. It was pretty
first night.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was pretty confusing though. I didn't really know what was going on.
Turned out okay.
If I'm being honest with you, I don't even know that they knew what was going on. Every time I asked them a question, they'd be like, "Oh, we're just waiting."
Well, there could be a good possibility. Now this election night, maybe that'll be a moment. We'll add to the list. There's a lot of moments between now and the end of the year.
That is fair. It's only November.
So there's that. What else you got?
I think that the Christmas thing in Caledonia, the Christmas in the village is going to be good in Caledonia.
I hope so.
I mean, everybody's going to be there. It can't be bad.
The fair?
The fair was probably one of my. I'd say the fair was probably top like three or four. Fair was good.
Let's see, what else did we have? Oh, the Bratwurst Festival.
Bratwurst Festival was good because there was actually people who talked to you.
Little Brown Jug.
You know, I mean, the Little Brown Jug was okay, horse racing.
But people we met.
Yeah, we did meet Roger Houston. Roger was pretty neat.
And Mary Ellen was along for that trip.
Yep.
How about the Governor Celeste ordeal?
I had a whole, like, 7-minute interview with Mary Ellen that day.
You did? You did? And Governor Celeste? The book tour?
I think my favorite part about that has to be when you had asked me about the sex ed question, and then it was just, I don't even know how to explain it. It was just good.
And it happened right in Mary Ellen's museum, with Mary Ellen sitting right there.
You know, I mean, she was gonna leave. That's
I tried.
I mean, he kind of did that one to himself.
And then we had, what else have we done? We've done other things than just those things. That's quite a few, but we've done other things.
I went to a Young Gravy concert.
Oh, yes, Young Gravy. That was a fascinating event.
So, Young Gravy's music isn't all that good, in my personal opinion. I'm not going to lie to you. But I think he's a good performer.
Now, what about the Friday night shows? Are there any moments that stick out on those shows from you? Or what about trips to city council?
We've been to 2 city council meetings, and, I mean, the first one was, I feel, like an average city council meeting. But the last one we went to, that was pretty good. They, bashed on the auditor. They bashed on her for coming on the radio and defending herself against the news articles. They had a packet, called for her resignation, threatened to go take the procedure to force her out of the office. It was a lot.
Well, then we also had President Harding in the studio on the 100th anniversary of the death of President Harding.
That is true. I think that's probably got to be one of my favorite moments.
That was another big moment.
I didn't know much about President Harding, so.
And the people you've met.
It was a good learning moment.
You had never met Mary Ellen.
I had never met Mary Ellen. Mary Ellen is nice. I love Mary Ellen. She's great.
And then President Harding.
I mean, you know, he. I think he was a good president.
Then we've got Buckeye Guy.
Buckeye guy, you know, he loved them. He loved the Buckeyes. Can't talk bad about the Buckeyes. They're gonna win.
They're gonna win
by like 50.
Each time. It's a given. It's a given. Weasel Boy.
I liked Weasel Boy. Weasel Boy.
You'd be the one
to like Weasel Boy.
Yeah. He's like now. Tell the truth though. Am I right or am I wrong? The person he portrays on the air is not who he is off the air.
Yeah, you're right.
So explain that to people, because that can go in your book one day. Because how would you characterize what he does when he knows the camera's on as to what he is when it's not on?
When the camera's on, I feel like he's trying to get the laugh. He's got that like super accentuated laugh that he always does when the camera's on. I mean,
now off the camera, what is he?
I mean, off the camera, I feel like he's a pretty genuine dude, but I mean, Weasel Boy is nice. He's real nice.
He's a nice person, but I believe his comedy does not, I don't think he reads the room well.
I don't think so.
That's where I think the problem is. I think when he's on a show with people, he's still doing that same risque humor. And I don't think it's playing very well for people who are watching it. Like, I don't think Ted Williams is any different off camera or on camera. And I don't think Ted is trying to get humor. I think he's just risque. So it works, because that's his personality. I think Weasel Boy is trying to be risque. So when you're trying to get the joke the risque way, then it's a little forced.
I don't think he did all too much. I think Buckeye Guy did a lot of talking. He always does a lot of talking, though.
Well, that's why you want him there.
I mean, he's good. He's got dates memorized.
Governor Celeste.
What about him?
You met him?
We just talked about that.
Was that the only thing you remember about him? Is the...
Oh, no, I guess not. But Governor Celeste, he was pretty cool. He was nice. There was somebody who wanted to meet him who couldn't make it there, and he drove... I don't remember how far out of his way, but he drove out of his way to go meet and shake hands with this woman, and then he was going back to Columbus, I do believe. But
Ted Williams?
Ted Williams. He's a... Ted is a real eccentric dude. Can't go wrong with Ted.
Ben Gelber?
He's a weatherman through and through.
See, look at all those people in this short amount of time that have been introduced into your life.
It's kind of weird.
In a short period.
Less than a year.
Yeah. So now, are there moments that stick out from the Friday night show just in general?
I think the first episode with Carrington sticks out. That was good.
Now, what happened that night? I might have dozed off.
I mean, I don't remember what the topics were. I just remember it being a good show.
Yeah, I thought when she came in, it was good. I remember doing it at the fair with her. I remember... But that really wasn't the show, was it?
No.
No.
I think the fair was probably my favorite... My favorite thing that we did all year. The fair was good.
Christmas might top it. We have a lot of fun around here on Christmas. A lot of stuff that goes on.
I think there's always a lot of stuff that goes on during Christmas time.
Well, that would explain Christmas. You'll have an elf hat on this year and the whole spiel.
Yep.
That's going to be exciting.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Are you good at decorating a tree? The tree's in the middle of the floor right now because we're waiting on this phone line fixture. But are you good at decorating a tree?
No, that's my mom's thing. My mom's pretty good at decorating trees.
Well, we didn't even do the Buckeye thing the other night.
I think Buckeye guy would love my mom and dad's tree, as a matter of fact.
It's a Buckeye tree.
There's still an angel on top, obviously, but, they wrap it in, red and gray streamers, got red and gray, shiny red and gray ornaments. It looks nice, but it's definitely an Ohio State-themed tree.
You know, I have a Buckeye tree that I don't even think I put it up last year because it's one of the smaller versions. I might bring it in here this year.
A Buckeye tree?
Yeah, because we have a big tree. We have a normal-sized tree. And then we have that tree that's in the closet that's mid-sized that we used on the set. And then I have this Buckeye tree, which is a little smaller than that.
I mean, I think it'd be good. It's a Buckeye tree.
Yeah, maybe I'll bring that in here and we'll have trees. The set is going to look like a winter wonderland.
Can you eat Buckeyes? You can't eat Buckeyes, right? They're poisonous.
Not real ones. Yeah, you can't eat real ones.
Unfortunate.
And we're also, we'll do our Christmas special down at the Commons in Columbus. We just got to set a date for that. Sometime soon. I don't think they're decorated down there. I don't think they open that up until the week of Thanksgiving, I think, is when they put the decorations up down there.
I have no clue.
Pretty sure. But it's a fun place to go.
I think if you go anywhere in Christmas, there's bound to be more to do than there is any other time of year.
Well, we taped something there, I think it was 3 years ago, and it's just a great place to tape, because it's so big, it's a big courtyard, and it's where City Center Mall used to be, and it's just full of lights, different lighting displays, so you can walk to different lighting displays and do different segments, and you get an hour out of it easy.
Nice. Is it one of those places that people go to take pictures at?
Oh, yeah, and it's free. You know, you just walk into it.
Nice.
But it's outside, so there is that.
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather it be outside.
Kind of got a plan around that.
You know, I think would you rather it be outside or inside?
Oh, outside.
Yeah, I'd always rather
outside.
But
when you're doing a show, though, you can't wear a coat. And so it can get chilly.
Can't wear a coat.
No, because on camera, really, coats do not look good.
Wear a hoodie.
Well,
you can buy nice hoodies.
It's the Christmas special.
You can buy a Christmas hoodie.
I don't know and we're down in Columbus, so it's easier to get guests over there. Like Buckeye Guy, who lives in Columbus, and Ted, who lives in Columbus, and Weasel, who lives in Columbus, and
I mean, everybody live in Columbus.
Yeah, pretty much, except Mary Ellen. She's here.
Yeah.
So it's one of those whole things. And there's a lot of people there.
How many
walking around?
Do you think we're gonna get? How many of them do you think we'll get to go with us?
To join us there that night?
Yeah.
It just depends on the timing.
Well, it could be good.
Ted is always good for an event like that because people approach him. And that's fun to watch and, you know, you get a little bit of a crowd watching what you're doing.
The first time I met Ted Williams, we were in Columbus, and there was this little kid who saw Ted, and he did a video with Ted, and Ted basically got his prediction on the championship, the basketball game, the basketball championship. Don't remember who played. But then he also said that he was going to be future in an NBA player. And his mom was like, when he gets drafted, I'm going to play this video. And I was like, here's hoping.
Well, you know, and I think that's the genuineness of Ted. I like Ted. He's difficult in a lot of ways, but when you get him on, it's good.
I agree. Ted's an interesting dude.
He's very entertaining.
I think he's, like, overly energetic.
Now, is that what you would call a Buckeye guy?
Overly energetic?
Overly energetic.
I mean, I don't know. I think Buckeye guy is only really overly energetic if you're talking about the Buckeyes. He loves...
Well, I don't know. We found out he was a Swiftie the other night. He went in on that whole thing.
He said that he's a Swiftie because his wife likes Taylor Swift.
Well, isn't that a good enough reason?
No. It's like going to bed because your girlfriend asked you to go to bed with her. That's an awful reason to go to bed.
No, wait. You mean sleep?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Clear that up for people out there. So, because we had that discussion a few weeks ago, that people don't go to bed at the same time.
Yeah. But then when one of you goes to bed, for some reason, you insist on saying, like, hey, you ready for bed?
Yeah, that happens.
No, I'm not. Stay up, do whatever you want.
Yeah, but it doesn't work. That doesn't work, because then they get ticked.
It's not my... stay up with me. Go to bed when I go to bed. How about that?
Well, I gotta get up for work early.
Then go to... I don't know. I just... Why do you need me to be there? That's the question.
I don't know, but that is always a long-term argument.
I don't like it.
Well, I didn't create the argument.
Yeah, I know.
So I guess in our initial topic this morning, should you be nice to people? Should you, if they're really not very nice people?
I mean, if they're not really nice people, I wouldn't...
Because that's your judgment, though. Because somebody else will say, well, yes, they're a nice person. So it's all judgmental. It's all subjective.
Yeah. I mean, I think if you think that somebody is not a very nice person, you should just... try to avoid, conflict with them. Try to avoid talking to them. I mean, if I didn't like somebody, I would just try to avoid talking to that person. If I had to talk to that person, though, it's not like I would be rude or anything. I'd be myself, just, I wouldn't.
Yeah, but if you had to talk about them, would you lie?
Oh, well, no. I don't like to lie.
There you go.
I'd rather just bash them, because at least then it's my honest opinion.
Right. So what is wrong with your honest opinion? Because if you think you're a nice person, what difference does it make what somebody else says?
I mean, I don't think it really does. I think it just matters for the other person.
Yeah.
I don't know why people get so upset about things like that.
Do you understand the hubbub about abortion?
Because
there is one, and we're going to see it Tuesday.
No, I mean, not really. I think that, like, I mean, like you said, like, the large majority of the people haven't had an abortion or are most likely going to not have an abortion, but... I guess I should say the majority of the people who are going to vote in favor of it haven't had an abortion or aren't going to have an abortion, which I don't... So, like, if the majority of people aren't doing it, I don't know why it's such an issue for everybody. I think that, like, just... I think it just makes more sense to make it a, I guess, like, a personal decision, like a personal choice.
Yeah, but it does bother other people, clearly, how this vote's going to come out.
I mean, like, if you want me to be 100% honest with you, it doesn't really matter to me either way this vote comes out. I would vote in favor of it, but if it doesn't pass, it's not going to be pressed.
Well, I think it again comes down to that whole man versus woman thing. Is that a man will never be faced with it, the actual process of the abortion.
Yeah.
So a man will never go to jail if it's illegal. A man would never be prosecuted if it was illegal, charged with anything. A man can never die because of a botched abortion. A man doesn't have to carry a baby. So it's tricky in that way. Because it's hard for a man to say what he thinks about it, even though they do, and they're certainly entitled to do it. It's something that'll never impact them, and that's why I've always thought that abortion is a particularly complicated issue, because I think it's one of the few issues, if not the only issue, that affects one gender specifically. It's not really about all... See, and under the Constitution, it says all people are to be treated fair. But if something doesn't apply to somebody, I don't know that people are being treated fair.
Well, I mean, either way, would it not be applying to only, like, half of the people?
But, well, I think it is. But most things apply to... Most laws apply to all people. Right to bear arms, that's all people. Freedom of speech, all people. Freedom of the press, all people. Right to a jury trial of your peers, all people.
Yeah, but I don't know. I just like so. You think that? So you don't know necessarily that it's right to have legislation against it because only women will face the repercussions for the legislation?
No, I don't know why men have such a stake in it.
Oh, I mean, I don't really think they do.
Oh, they vote on it.
Yeah,
and they certainly give their opinion on it.
I mean, the majority of the people I know who are, like, the only people I know who are, like, vehemently opposed to it who are men are people who are against it. Or, sorry, I guess I should have just said, like, who are drastically inclined either way. I just think that, like, the majority of people that at least I've talked to don't really care about it all that much.
You don't think?
The majority of people I've talked to who are men don't necessarily have a real strong opinion.
Did you hear Pastor Whitaker's show this morning?
Yes.
Okay.
He'd be about... But, like, everybody who is opposed to it has a strong opposition, but I think everybody who that I've talked to who is okay with it, it's just like, yeah, I mean...
Well, we might continue this discussion next hour since it is coming up on Monday, but Pastor Craig is joining us. It's his show that we're doing here, so for the last 4 minutes, but also your first time to the studio here, the new place.
I know. This is exciting, actually.
Quite a change.
It is quite a change.
Normally the Christmas tree would not be in the middle of the floor, but they're working on the telephone line over here, so we had to clear a space.
Neat.
Yeah. So we don't have telephonic communications yet, but we're working on it.
Okay. I was able to listen to part of your I don't remember. Oh, the first hour.
Okay.
When I was driving. And then I haven't been listening since because I've been tied up in meetings and then I've been on the phone and all that kind of stuff. But so I don't know what all you talked about, but it's looking good in here. This is really looking good.
This is what a radio studio really does look like. They're carpeted, they're tiled ceilings, and they're smaller rooms.
Yes, that's very true.
Yeah.
But this is really, it's kind of neat, actually.
I like this.
Yeah.
I like walking in here. I like being in this room. And I like being close. I think it's more confidential.
It's close.
Yeah.
It's close.
It's just that.
What was this building originally when it was built?
I'll tell you during the break because we have not divulged where we are yet.
Oh.
But I will tell you during the break what this building used to be.
Okay. So I can't say that this building looks like a Wendy's restaurant because then that would...
That's right. That'll give it away. Okay. That'll give it away. We don't want to do that, heaven forbid. But I just think we're in a good place here. Yeah. We don't have the phones yet, but we're working on it.
It's okay.
Yeah, but we'll get there. Now, last week you passed out candy.
Yes, I did.
Tell us about that.
I was in LaRue.
There you got it right,
LaRue.
LaRue.
I was in LaRue.
We have a proclamation, by the way, right up there from Mayor Milton Lightfoot. WGH Radio Day in LaRue.
How about that?
Yeah. How about that?
No, nice.
That was a big day.
So I was up. I was invited by a church member of the United Methodist Church in LaRue, and because she's involved in the LifeWise Academy, and I'm involved in LifeWise Academy, she invited me to come up and pass out candy and pass out information and talk to people because we are going to have LifeWise Academy in the Elgin City School District, and it's going to be part of Elgin Schools. So I was up in LaRue, and I got to tell you, that's the first time I've really passed out candy anywhere in about 20 years.
How was it?
It was fun. It was really fun, and talked to a lot of people, and people were really nice.
Good, good. Now, how did we sound this morning?
You sounded great this morning.
That's what, when you change configurations in a room, especially a carpeted room, you go from a hardwood floor to a carpeted floor, and you don't know really how you sound, because this is really the first day we've done broadcasting.
Yeah, no, you sound great.
That's what you want.
Yeah.
Better than before?
As good as or better.
And then certainly the content is just as good.
Oh, it's better.
It's better. It's better.
Yeah.
Something moving over here gave us better content.
Yeah,
it stirred
absolutely.
It all up.
Yeah, we left some demons behind.
We left some demons behind in the last place. But, and we will divulge where the studio is as soon as we get the telephones hooked up and we get to a point where we can take visitors, because I assume people probably will want to come visit here, and we will be glad to have them when we are able to do that.
It's cozy.
It's a cozy little place, and, you know, I think it's going to be great. We got the foyer.
Yes.
And so the Christmas party is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's all coming 20 days till Thanksgiving. 20 days.
That's amazing.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. I think it'll be good to see everybody crammed in here.
I don't think, you know what? We were in a location in the Beltone building years ago that wasn't much, probably right on par with this. And you thought it was going to be a disaster, but it wasn't. Because when people come in, they sit.
Well, and too, Matt, you got to understand that when Scott first started WWGH, and I mean, it was in its infancy, it was in Scott's closet.
It was.
So
it was.
You want to talk about cramped.
I sat on a crate. No. It was a whole thing. And we still had the big Christmas parties in there. So we'll figure that one out. We'll be back in 10 minutes.
As I wrote in the book, I mean, they never let me yell at the kids or anything, which most parents, you know, all the kids wanted a mother like Mrs. Garrett. Well, she wasn't real, because most mothers lose their temper sometime and they get mad, and so on and so forth. Anyway.
To the voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, legendary actress Pat Carroll.